Very, very pleased to have with us right now Jason Pinkston, Browns offensive guard, on the line from his hometown of Pittsburgh, PA. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And first thing I guess I want to ask you is how this offseason has gone for you so far, your first real offseason as an NFL player. What's it been like?
It's been pretty good. You know, just like any other year, this is a new learning process for me just to have an offseason and training, you know, not with the team. You know, there's no spring practice here. So, you know, you're just working to stay in shape, and I'm just working, trying to get better and have another, just improve from what I did from last year and try to build on it.
You know, that's the interesting part of this is the realization that you are a pro now, that this is your business. And granted, you played at a major collegiate level at Pitt and understood that it was a big undertaking to be part of that. But there's nothing like the NFL where, as you were saying, your judgment on what to do and how much to do and being fully invested in that is up to you. You have to. No one is going to make you do something. You've got to take it upon yourself to do it.
Absolutely, you know, and that's a big thing. You know, there's a lot of responsibility on you now. You don't have a coach, you know, who's going to be there yelling at you or, you know, telling you a set time where you have to be there. You're working out with a trainer, and, you know, you're putting your trust in them, and, you know, all you have to do is, you know, they give you time, and you got to show up. You know, it's really on yourself to, you know, get yourself better and stay with it and keep training hard. You know, you can never, you know, fall back, and you have to get better every day.
When you, with a year of experience under your belt and knowing what it takes, or at least getting a feel for what it takes to be successful as an offensive guard in the National Football League, Jason, what are some of the takeaways that you're applying to your offseason regimen? In other words, what areas did you know from your body standpoint that you needed to address physically, you know, where you want to add strength or where you either add or take away weight? Give me a sense of what you felt that needed to be addressed after that first year.
Oh, I definitely, you know, felt like I just have to get a lot stronger, you know, upper body, lower body. You know, it's physical. You know, you get some freak athletes playing in the AFC. You know, everybody's strong physically. And even in the NFC, you know, you have to be prepared and be healthy all year round. And you really have to maintain muscle and mass and just be strong as you can. You know, it's a lot different from college. You know, these are grown men out here. You know, you're going against players like, you know, Haloti Ngata and, you know, big, tough, physical guys. You know, most times, you know, some of them might be bigger than you. So, you know, I felt like the biggest thing for me was I had to get a lot stronger, work on my upper body strength and lower body strength.
And when you finished off and cleared out the locker room like everybody else did after that season finale against the Steelers, and you had your chance, I know, to have kind of an exit interview with your position coach, with George Warhop. What were some of the things that he talked with you about and some of the areas that you felt you knew you would have to address between that point and the time you come back working here with the Browns?
We sat down and we talked for, you know, a good probably 30 minutes to 45 minutes on what I need to work on. You know, it was tough, you know, starting to play a new position as a guard. And getting in there and playing it at a pro level, you know, my first snaps of ever playing guard was in the NFL. So, you know, there was a lot of things that I've had to learn and learned on the fly, you know, from Coach Warhop. You know, he did a great job working with me. So I had to, you know, we sat down, we talked about it. You know, one of his things is said, like, I got to definitely get stronger to be, like, a productive guard for the team. And, you know, just in this league, and there's plenty of things to work on, you know. Everybody can get better at some point of their game, so I definitely sat down and talked to him a lot about it.
Jason Pinkston, Browns guard, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Jason, when you reflect on 2011 season, for you, you came into this team obviously wanting to play, wanting to contribute as any player would, and not saying to yourself, okay, I'm a rookie and therefore I just have to sit back and watch. But the fact was that really was the plan for you, and then Eric Steinbach gets hurt and is lost for the season, and the rest is history. You're out there and you're a full-time starter for the whole year. How, as you think back on it, how did that work out for you? I mean, for you mentally, where you were starting from kind of ground zero and really having to learn on the fly and try to keep your head above water the whole season.
It was pretty crazy. You know, I was, you know, thinking I was going to come in, and I never played guard, so I was going to come in and, you know, learn from, you know, Eric and Sean Laval and all the veteran guys, you know, on what I need to do and how, you know, how it's done. You know, they, you know, they've had the experience, and Eric, you know, is a great guy and a great player. You know, I learned a lot from him. You know, there was not a way that he didn't stop coaching me through the year and helping me and giving me pointers and things on, you know, what I need to do or how to improve or how to get things done. So it was kind of crazy at one point. You know, I was just like, man, there's a lot going on. There's, you know, there was no off season. I'm just going right in and just learning and playing on the fly. So I mean, it was a tough experience. But I was playing next to Joe Thomas and Alex Max. You know, those are two of the best at what they're doing right now. And it was great just to have them help me out along the way. But, I mean, it was definitely a process. You know, it wasn't easy, but, you know, you just got to keep fighting, you know. I'm so thankful that the Browns, you know, trusted in me and, you know, left me out there for 16 games straight. And I don't think I missed a play. And it was just, you know, a great learning experience. And I've learned so much from playing 16 games to, like, on what it takes and where I need to be and what I need to get done to be a great player.
What was the biggest transition from the position standpoint, from playing tackle as you did in college to the guard spot? I'm sure it may not be one thing, but give me a short list of the biggest areas of transition that you had that were challenging for you.
There's a lot of things, you know, from going from guard to tackle. You know, you don't have that recovery time as a tackle. You know, you might, you know, get away with taking a false step and have time to recover, but at guard, and everything is so close to the quarterback, it's like, you know, one false step or, you know, wrong technique, and it can ruin a whole play, or, you know, you can get pressure on the quarterback just from, you know, giving up the edge. So, I mean, there's a lot of things at guard. You know, I feel like you got to be a lot stronger. You know, there's some bigger guys in the middle of the defense. You know, some guys are 6'4", 360. I mean, there's some big guys. So you have to be a lot stronger, and your technique has to be really sound.
And it's interesting that you were saying, too, that they had left you out there for those 16 games, and you don't know week to week. I mean, it's somebody's decision to keep you in the lineup or change things. Obviously, that trust was there that you would basically grow into it, and you did. I mean, as the year went on, you clearly were a better player toward the end of the season than you were earlier. But you can't take the approach, you can't afford to ever say this is too much for me, or even if you felt that way inside, Jason, you can't let the coaches know that, right? I mean, your whole thing is you got to look like you can handle this every week, because that's the way of the NFL, that's the way of professional sports.
Absolutely. You know, you cannot have that mindset that everything's too much. You know, it's football. You know, they're paying you good money. There's going to be things they're going to ask you to do that, you know, you might not feel comfortable with, or you might not feel as good, but, you know, you got to go out there with the mindset of, you know, I'm going out here and, you know, I'm trying to get it done for the team, and they have the best interest in mind. You know, you never know. Like, you know, I was a little banged up at the beginning of the year, and the coach said, you know, you come off the field and they put somebody else in there and they get in there, you know, you might not ever get back on. So I always remember that and try to just keep going, and I try to do the best that I can and just keep working. And, you know, I mean, it's a learning process. This is the best of the best, you know, this NFL, you know, everyone's good. There's not a week where you can just say, oh, he's not as good. No, everybody's good. So you're going to have to work hard. You know, there's going to be times where you get beat. You know, you got to keep your head up and learn from it. And that's one thing Joe Thomas told me. He said that, you know, even I get beat, and he's like a superstar. I look at him in my eyes, he's like one of the best. You know, I get the chance to play next to him. So right. When he sits there and tells me, you know, sometimes you're going to get beaten, I felt better, and I just try to keep going and keep chugging up, sawing wood, and just try to get better and just, you know, do the right things and do everything the coach is asking me to do.
And, Jason, what is your mindset for year two? Because we know that Eric Steinbeck could come back, could be healthy enough to either compete or be the guy or whatever at that left guard spot. How are you taking the approach here to coming into year two? Is it in your mindset that, hey, I had that job as a starter in 2011, it's going to be mine in 2012, or, you know, I'm going to fight off all challengers? How are you approaching it?
I'm just trying to approach it as, you know, I understand that I got the job by default, that, you know, he got hurt. You know, you can never just, you know, wish that on somebody. And I hope he has a speedy recovery and comes back, you know. But I'm just going there and just trying to do the best that I can and try to build off what I did last year and learn from them guys. You know, if we're all back competing with each other, it's only going to help the team that we have, you know, maybe three guards that can play. So I'm just kind of not worried about competing against each other. I'm more of competing with each other to get us all better and, you know, have the team be better. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is the team. And, you know, whatever's best for the team, you know, that's what we want to do. So I'm just working. And, you know, I'm still following Eric. You know, he's a veteran guy. You know, he's played 9 or 10 years in the NFL, and I'm just trying to learn from the veteran guys. You know, they've been around it. So I'm just trying to work and just continue on and try to get better.
Well, great stuff, Jason. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you when you're back in Berea and talking with you soon.
All righty. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you guys taking the time and giving me a call.
Oh, no problem at all. He is Jason Pinkston, Browns guard, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.